second. Let's find out why. Second date update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. And love is still in the air. And when it comes to social media, it is all over the place with virtual dating. And that's why you come to us, because we keep it going.
Oh, yeah, we do. And we've got Kim on the phone.
Good morning, Kim. How are you, honey?
Good morning, guys. You guys can call me Kimmy, actually.
Oh.
How are you guys doing?
We're good, Kimmy. Well, we're getting by.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us, love, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. I met this incredible guy, and I've been waiting for our second date. Well, although I kind of consider the first time that we met was almost like a first date. So really, I'm hoping for like our third date. So I always go to this neighborhood dog park with my pupper. It was about days ago. I noticed this really hot guy that I'd never seen before. So I slowly made my way over to him, and the second his dog saw my dog, they started dragging us towards each other. It was like an instant connection. And we started chatting at a safe distance, of course. And get this, we both have pitty lab mixes that were both rescued from shelters. His dog's name is Henry. My dog's name is Honeybun. Henry, Honeybun, like, it seems like fate, right?
Right, yeah.
So there was, I could see he was, like, attracted to me, like I was attracted to him. And I didn't even look my best. Like, I had no makeup on, just lip gloss, sweatpants, like, cropped hoodie, and, like, my hair in a bun. But there was definitely a mutual physical chemistry, you know, but we had a lot in common and same life goals, same dumb sense of humor. We ended up talking for over 3 hours. It was like a scene from the best romantic comedy movie that you've ever seen.
Wow.
It was crazy. I couldn't believe it. So we agreed to meet for a date the next day at the dog park. We exchanged numbers. We texted a little bit in the evening, and he even called to say goodnight that night. Met up the next day, and you know, I was kind of disappointed because we only ended up hanging out for about 50 minutes because he had a last-minute Zoom chat for work. But I tried to make a date for later that afternoon or, like, the early evening that day to maybe take the pups out again for a walk or the next morning. But he said that he was like, sure, yeah, we'll touch base later. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. And I haven't heard from him or seen him in the park at all.
Wow. Well, who knew? I mean, I have seen that, you know, a lot of people are faking like they have dogs to go on the social media site because the attraction is real. The ladies love guys who have dogs and vice versa. But you two are actual real people with real poochies. And again, you met at the dog park. You met and just talked for hours while the dogs probably were humping each other. You probably didn't notice that. You probably got a little litter on the way, I'm sure. And then, you know, you continued with your date. You did it again. And then, you know, you're hoping to score a third date, but you're just not hearing back from him. So how long has it been? Like a couple days now?
Yeah, it's been about, I guess, technically 4 days.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't even think about maybe that wasn't his dog. I was thinking possibly he had a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Now, what if that was even his dog? I'm confused. You know,
sure.
I don't know.
Well, this is what we'll do, Kimmy. We will play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Mr. Derek, and we'll see why he's not getting back to you with the dog love. Sound good?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
All right. It's happening next. Hopefully, a second date between Kim and Derek. Loving on this. Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's second date update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are in the middle of a brand new second date update, and love happens not only between two human beings, but also when it comes to two dogs meeting at a dog park.
Oh, yeah. We've got our girl Kim, or Kimmy, on the line calling for a second date with Derek, or maybe a third. So she went to her neighborhood dog park and saw this guy. I mean, it was like fate. Even their dogs got along really well. And they had a great time, decided to meet again at the dog park. And then I guess he had to rush off, though, because he had a work meeting. But now she hasn't heard back from him, and she hasn't seen him at the dog park since.
All right, Kimmy, we're going to give him a call. You ready, girl?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Doggy Daycare Derek?
This is Derek. Who's calling?
Derek. Well, listen, this is Chris and Tracy. We're calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We just wanted to say hey to you and to your poochie.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
What's this about?
Well, we're calling because you seem to be very popular at the dog park. By the way, what's your dog's name?
Scruffy.
Oh.
You know, a lot of guys are looking scruffy these days. Derek, oh, yeah. I don't know about you, but the quarantine, how your facial hair is looking. How's it looking lately? Looking good? Looking jacked up?
A little scruffy. That's how he got the name.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
Well, listen, we're calling because there's a beautiful young lady that had met you at a dog park with her adorable little pooch by the name of Kimmy. Do you remember Kimmy?
Yeah, of course I remember Kimmy.
Okay. Oh. Well, Kimmy misses you.
Yeah, she sure does.
Yeah, Kimmy's a nice girl. She's a bit intense, though.
Yeah? How so?
Yeah, well, okay, so we met and, you know, had a nice time, great conversation, got to know each other. Then we met the next day and she brought matching dog outfits for our dog.
Stop. Really?
Yeah. She said it's always been a fantasy to meet someone at a dog park. And she even took selfies with myself and the dogs in the matching dog outfits. And she went to get it framed.
Wow. Dang. Well, how, you know what? I would say this would be absolutely flattering if you're the first one to have ever a woman do this to you. I mean, listen, we've had some cray-cray people on, but you know what? She is all about showing you some love as well as your dog. So I might as well just ask her. She is on the phone, Derek. It is true. Kimmy is with you. It is Second Date Update. So say hi to each other.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, listen, I didn't say, well. I got it. So I said it would be cute to get this picture. Like, this is a picture that could be framed. Like, that's how nice it was. And I explained to you, Derek, but I'll explain to you guys so you don't think I'm a total psycho. I'm definitely enthusiastic about him. But, I mean, there's a friend of mine owns, like, a doggy boutique store on my block, and it's been closed. But she lives upstairs, and I just said, hey, can I have, like, I thought it'd be cute to get a matching outfit for your dog because our dogs are the same breed. So that's what I did. I thought it was like a cute little gesture, but I didn't, you know. I mean, I do feel
it was
cute,
but a little intense, you know, for knowing each other for such a short time.
I think it's sweet. You know, Derek, it's kind of like a guy bringing flowers to a woman for the first time. You know, you stop by a local Walgreens and got those suckers for her. I mean, she simply just picked up a gift for you and your dog.
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's easy.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice. It just seemed very intense at the beginning, you know. It's like,
sure.
If I would have did, see, we got to flip the script. If I was to do something like that, I would be called Mr. Stalker Guy or Creepo.
No, I would have thought it was adorable because the thing is, I thought dog people get dog people. The fact that your dog was trying to kiss me and my dog is trying to kiss you. It's like they know. They really understand. And if they don't like you, they wouldn't do that. So I just felt that you would get it and think it was just so sweet.
Well, to be honest, Scruffy is a hoe. He kisses everybody.
Oh, Scruffy's a hoe. Oh, no.
Scruffy is such a hoe.
Not a hoe. Not a hoe.
Uh-oh.
All right, so this dog's got to go if he a hoe. All right, so here's a real question because we might as well get to it. Derek, would you be willing to go back out with Kim? Maybe just keep the presents away and maybe we keep the dogs home. I'm not sure what you're going to do because you can't go really that close to each other. But does that sound like something you'd be interested in doing?
You know what?
I'm taking off the table. I don't want to have another date with Derek. Thank you. I appreciate all your help.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there you have it.
This happens.
No,
wow.
No more doggy sweaters for
No doggy style for you, honey. Not happening with beautiful Kimmy.